Welcome to Frequency Matters, the RF and Microwave Update Series. I'm Pat Hindle, and I'm here with my co-host, Gary LaRude. In this episode, we're going to continue our coverage of the May 5G and IMS issue. As mentioned in the last episode, IMS 2020 is going virtual in August, and there should be more details coming along shortly about how that's going to work. So the cover story is written by our own Gary LaRude, and he collaborated with Qualcomm to talk about the evolution of cellular technology, covering the history of cellular communications leading up to where we are with 5G now. Great story, you gotta check it out if you haven't seen it. So we covered the technical features last time. What did we have for product features?
So let me start by saying that complementing the cover feature, we interviewed James Thompson, who's Qualcomm's Executive Vice President for Engineering and also their Chief Technology Officer. It's a nice interview and you can find that online at microwavejournal.com. Now, turning to the products, we have designated a Most Valuable Product Award to version 15 of the AWR design environment from Cadence. It offers new features, add-on modules, and enhancements to all of the software elements. From Amplion, we have an LDMOS Doherty power transistor for the latest digital TV broadcasting standards. The UHF TV spectrum covers from 470 to 806 megahertz, so you can appreciate that power transistors for digital TV are challenged with requirements for very broad bandwidth, high linearity, and high efficiency. From ComAgility, we profile a system for simulating 4G and 5G links for private satellite networks. Their LTE reference eNode B provides wireless baseband processing and a 2x2 MIMO air interface. And then wrapping up the issue, we have two platforms for filter design from Missian and Synmatrix. Missian's filter workbench tool is a semi-automated filter synthesis add-on to its Microwave Wizard software. And Synmatrix is a cloud-based design platform offering coupling synthesis, design analysis, and computer-aided tuning using artificial intelligence. So quite a lineup of products this month.
Yeah, and for tech briefs, we had quite a few of those too. We had a one-port VNA that improves 5G antenna and device measurements from Anritsu, liquid-cooled, hot-swappable solid-state PAs to replace tubes from Empower RF Systems, low-pass rise-time filters for digital and telecom networks from Hyperlabs, and finally, digitizers for mechanical instrumentation from Spectrum Instrumentation in Germany. So we had a special guest join us remotely today, Walt Strickler, Vice President and General Manager at Wireless Telecom Group, joined us to discuss the company's new power meter. Let's take a look at that talk now. Walt, can you tell us about Boonton's new PMX40 RF power meter?
I'd love to. But before I jump into the features and performance, I'd like to give you a little context. So for decades, RF power measurements were made with benchtop power meters. And then several years ago, USB RF power meters were introduced, and that traded off the physical user interface to combine much of the functionality of the benchtop power meters in the sensor itself, which made it more compact and more portable. So what we wanted to do with the PMX40 was come up with a new approach which kept the advantages of a benchtop and the advantages of the USB power sensors without the trade-offs. So the PMX40 offers the capability of a benchtop, the flexibility of USB sensors, with the simplicity of a new modern touchscreen. So the PMX40 measures peak and average power, and it provides industry-leading performance in a number of areas. So we have the widest video bandwidth at 195 megahertz, which is around 6 times wider than the next closest competitor. It offers the best time resolution at 100 picoseconds, which is about 10 times better than the closest competitor. And it makes the fastest measurements at a rate of 100,000 measurements per second. So keep in mind though, that with the PMX40, when you're using it with those sensors, you can disconnect those sensors and use them as standalone instruments. So it provides the ultimate flexibility.
So what types of applications is the power meter designed to support?
Well, we think there's two applications that it's really well suited for, and we're already getting a lot of interest, and that's in measurement of devices utilizing broadband signals and in radar applications. So as I already mentioned, the PMX40 has 195 megahertz of video bandwidth. With that bandwidth, we're the only power measurement company that has can accurately measure peak or envelope power of Wi-Fi 6 signals, which are could be 80 megahertz channels or 160 megahertz channels, and 5G new radio devices, which have 100 megahertz channels. And because PMX40 has four channels, it's also great for measuring multiple input, multiple output, or MIMO devices. So this combination is really useful for characterization as well as compliance test. And then additionally, we know that those involved with both commercial and military radar are very interested in the PMX40. With an industry-leading 3 nanosecond rise time, the PMX40 can characterize even the most demanding radar signals. In addition, our superior time resolution is very valuable for, in this application for deeply examining waveform fidelity. So I've given you two examples. I'd like to step back a second and because there's countless examples, but give you a higher level view. So with the PMX40, we expect that designers will use it on the benchtop or on their benches as a benchtop. And then when it moves into production, they can disconnect those sensors and use them as standalone instruments in production. So you get the continuity of test through the whole product lifecycle. So we're very excited about the PMX40. We've received a lot of interest already.
Well, Walt, thanks for sharing the news about the new Bootin PMX40. It sounds like it will build on your already excellent reputation for RF power measurement.
Bootin has a great offering of power sensors, so we always like to check in and see what's new with them. So turning to the news, there was a joint study with Chalmers University of Technology and SWIGAN as they showed that their buffer-free GAN structure can outperform conventional materials. It has lower trapping, better carrier confinement, and lower thermal resistance, which could lead to higher power efficiency and better reliability of GAN high-frequency devices. So interesting development, and it's good to see how people are still looking for ways to improve the GAN structure. What did you see in the news?
Well, the U.S. Department of Commerce is making a rule change that will further restrict Huawei's access to American technology. This new rule adds two categories on the control list. The first one, what they call software and technology, and the second one, ICs produced using semiconductor processing equipment, even if that equipment is located in a foreign fab. So this extension impacts TSMC and very likely WIN semiconductors. We've seen news reports that TSMC has actually stopped accepting new orders from Huawei. So this is quite an impact on Huawei, and it seems likely to further escalate the tensions already between the U.S. and China. And unfortunately, it's probably going to hurt U.S. suppliers who are serving Chinese companies.
For events, we're seeing a lot of rescheduling due to the virus situation. European Microwave Week has been rescheduled to January 10 through 15 next year in Utrecht, and EDICON China has been rescheduled for October 13th to 14th in Beijing. And we're also seeing a lot of companies take over where they can't go to trade shows and do virtual events. Altair is having their 2020 Global Experience June 3rd to the 4th, where you can discover what's next in the world of simulation to drive better decisions and accelerate the pace of innovation. And then we also have RFMW, who is co-sponsoring an online symposium, bringing together product experts from the world's leading electronic component suppliers to deliver real answers to key design challenges at these revolutionary times. They're doing a thing on how do you make your next product do things it would never do before. It's on June 10th. It's called Reality 2020, and it will explore 5G solutions with companies such as Qorvo and Amplion. You can find out more about this event at www.ttiinc.live.
Also, we want to make you aware that Microwave Journal and Signal Integrity Journal have launched a video series, Marketing in the Age of COVID-19. We've asked RF microwave industry leaders to share how their companies are responding to this pandemic, particularly how their marketing and branding strategies are pivoting. These are really interesting conversations. We have five of them, and you'll find them in our video library at microwavejournal.com. Well, that's it for this episode. We want to thank our sponsors for making it possible. RFMW, a pure-play technical distributor of RF microwave products. As you know, their tagline is, "It's who we are, it's what we do." I love that. And then Wireless Telecom Group, the parent company of test and measurement brands Bootin, Holsworth, and Noisecom, as well as Microlab Components and Comagility, which supplies RF and embedded signal processing products. Thank you for watching today, and please stay safe as we move toward a new normal.